You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, w.doneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I'm reading in front of me the Guardian piece, the environmental piece on BP. Petrol stations have pumps closed by Greenpeace activists. The tagline: protesters shut down 46 outlets to highlight environmental promises made by the oil giant. Apparently, 50 protesters, including three teams of 12, moved between BP sites, attempting to remove pieces of safety equipment which they intended to return later. The closing line is the company believed up to 30 stations had been affected. The logic on BP's part, as far as I can gather, is that no arrests have taken place. But BP described the action by Greenpeace as, quote, childish and irresponsible. Greenpeace Executive Director John Sauvin said, and this is obviously the whatchamacallit. Sorry, this, yeah, it's a bit. I'm going with the childish and irresponsible stuff. This is. I'd have gone with ridiculous as well. But apparently, the Greenpeace executive director, John Sauvin, said the moment has come for BP to move beyond oil. Under Tony Hayward, the company went backwards, squeezing the last drops of oil from places like the Gulf of Mexico, the tar sands of Canada, and even the fragile Arctic wilderness. They're desperate for us to believe they're going beyond petroleum. Well, now's the time to prove it. Greenpeace said it had been unable to halt the flow at a handful of stations, and some had got services back online quickly because of backup equipment. Look, let me prove this to you on an etch-a-sketch. My 12-week-old daughter could do this with a crayon. And this is no joke. No problem with Greenpeace. Well done. You know you do good work. But in this case, here's suggestion number one. Number one, your Green Party ministers, or the ministers or politicians who are green in your country, wherever you may be. Number one, do they cycle to work? Did they revoke the offer of a state car? That's the first thing. Are they exemplary, ideal, green candidates? Do they use public transport where it's necessary? I wouldn't think so. At least not all. There might be a handful. And the second thing, if you close a petrol station, a BP one, and John and Mary need to get to work, well, number one, you've probably just gotten their nerves. And guess what they're going to do? They'll drive to the nearest Texaco, Shell, or other station. Logic. Fact. Case closed. That is the reality. So let's go back to the Green ministers. You make them ideal members to represent the public. Ideal Green members, double underlined Green. And then you lobby them to end motorized vehicles, engines that require oil, diesel, petrol. And in the meantime, to bring in gradually an alternate, a viable, affordable, and logic alternate, be that electric or other. And before you bring in electric, make sure, and please do ensure, that there are enough wind turbines to feed the requirement of X equals number of cars in the country. Car one requires X amount of energy to drive from point A to point B. Therefore, we need X amount of wind turbines. Now you've got yourself a green solution. Now you can start shutting down your petrol stations. Now I shall applaud you. If you're looking for PR, you may have achieved it. Whether it is the greatest piece of PR ever achieved by Greenpeace, I guess, is for another to decide. for the moment, folks, I leave it with you. Best of luck. Happy Tuesday. Take care. And as always, don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.